You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Melanie Lukosiewicz is reporting in the Daily Mail students at Coxsackie Elementary School and E.J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens are participating again in an annual recycling contest hosted by Trex. Trex is a company that uses recycled materials to build decking and outdoor furniture. Each year, the company holds a contest to collect plastic wrapping. Once weighed and collected, the wrapping is used in the manufacture of Trex products. Quote, "We are promoting recycling and we have a couple of collection boxes for various recyclable items," said teacher Lucille Mozillo, who is also the programming coordinator at the Athens school. Quote, "We are working with the Athens Garden Club and asking friends and neighbors to bring in items," end quote. Students are collecting plastic grocery bags, dry cleaning covers, bread bags, bubble wrap, cereal bags, food wrappers, and other plastic wrappings. All items must be clean, dry, and free of food residue. Mozillo says, quote, "We want to promote protecting the environment. We do it as a community service, volunteering to recycle and help the environment," end quote. This is the third year the schools have participated in the contest. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster Town Board is considering passage of a new zombie building law. The law would provide a way for the town to deal with zombie properties that banks fail to maintain after a homeowner has defaulted on their mortgage. The board plans to review the type of code revisions needed to keep abandoned properties from falling into disrepair. Quote, "There are instances where we've had properties that have not been maintained, and the town board has authorized the town highway department to cut the grass and clean up the outside," end quote, Supervisor James Quigley said. Quote, "We take the costs of those services and then add them to the tax bill," end quote. Town attorney Jason Kovacs said a state law that goes into effect December 20th gives towns a little more power to compel banks to fix vacant properties. Quote, "It looks like a good law, and we'll see if we can use it," Kovacs said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Register Star. Columbia County firemen and police officers gathered Sunday, November 27th, in Hudson to honor Richard Lindmark, dispatcher for the County Emergency Center. Lindmark officially retired after 33 years of service at 11:27 a.m. Sunday. During his career in law enforcement, Lindmark served as a dispatcher, police officer for the Chatham Police Department, and worked for the county sheriff's office. On Sunday, fire trucks gathered at the Greenports Pumper Company No. 1 building, then paraded down Milo Street to the Columbia County 911 Center and waited for Lindmark to leave the building. Lindmark exited to a round of applause, and a procession began with fire trucks from East Chatham to Hillsdale, passing through the parking lot. The trucks were joined by the State Police, Hudson Police, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and the Greenport Rescue Squad. Lindmark said the whole thing was a surprise. He thought the fire trucks were just casually passing by. Quote, "I was absolutely blown away. I didn't know this was coming," Lindmark said. Quote, "I love these guys." Fred Miller, assistant chief for Columbia County Car 5, said he has known Lindmark since they both worked for the Chatham Police Department. He praised Lindmark's calm nature, which he found was important for firefighters going out on calls. Quote, "He's just a terrific guy. No matter what the situation was, he was always cool, calm, and collected," Miller said. Read the full story in the Register Star. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXE News Update.